For any of you that have been here more than, you know, a few episodes, you probably heard me at some point talk about grocery shopping and the real food in the stores found around the outside walls. That's where your bakery is, your butcher shop, your fresh fruits and vegetables around the outside walls, and food-like substances are in the middle. Things that look and smell and taste like food but really aren't food. They're highly processed sugar and carbs and, frankly, garbage. You've heard me talk about that. My next guest is here to weigh in because there's a new food pyramid out there. Yeah, it says that Lucky Charms are better for you than eggs. I'm thinking that's probably not true. Dr. Mark Sherwood is a former Oklahoma State and regional bodybuilding champion, ex-professional baseball player, 24-year veteran, retired from the Tulsa Police Department. He logged a decade of service on the department's SWAT team. Doctor, good to have you here.
Good to be here, Steve. Good morning to you, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what's more dangerous, these vaccines, as they call them, cereal, politicians, all of the above? I mean, honestly, this new food rating system from Tufts University basically says eggs and meat and milk, well, they should, any animal products are bad, but highly processed bleached flour and sugar are good. We know better than that, doctor. My grandmother knew better than that. Yeah. Her grandmother knew better than that. What do you say?
Yeah, obviously, I go back to the food pyramid days, and I thought that was one of the worst mistakes in the history of our great land. And then we sort of improved a little bit with the MyPlate. Now we've regressed exponentially to horrific standards with this idea of a food compass. I think of a compass trying to direct you in the right place. But now with that, I had to read that like four times to make sure that I was seeing it correctly. And as you mentioned, it's almost absurd. And we continue to get more sick as a nation and more dependent upon big pharma. And frankly, Steve, this idea of trusting in the government to guide our health, you know, choices and standards and protocols has been a disaster for 75 years. And we kind of walked into another trap with COVID, the whole bit. So you can see how this continued. And people need to wake up right now because this is a true emergency. And I'll use that word intentionally here with what we're dealing with.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Sugar is poison. And they can argue all they want, but we have too much sugar in everything. When you look at your meat that you buy at the store and it says it's infused with sugar, you're like, wait a second. It's supposed to be protein. Protein is good. Synaptic relays fire on protein and fat. That's good stuff for the body. Cholesterol makes your brain work. And that's a fact. But we flood ourselves with cereal and sugar and processed materials that are not good for us. That create diabetes. You know, back in the year 1900, the incident of diabetes was like 1 in 10,000. Now it's almost 1 in 3, and it'll soon be 1 in 2. I mean, these are things you can chart on a graph, doctor. It's easy stuff.
It really is. And when you think about what happened with our world, you know, go back at 1900, as you talked about some of those statistics, I mean, they're nowhere near what they are today. And another one to throw at you is the idea of autism. You go back and look at it, 40 years ago, it was 1 in 40,000. Today, it's less than 40. Those numbers continue. It's going to be 1 in 2 by 2050. And what people need to catch is the poisonous and even addictive nature to some of these complex carbohydrate, sugar-filled products. I mean, even you mentioned cereal. Some of those refined grains, when they hit the gut, they create these opioid-like chemicals called exorphins, and they bind the brain opioid receptors and make you feel good temporarily, but the whole time they're snuffing your life out one bite at a time. And things like beef that we used to eat as a kid and, you know, good old-fashioned vegetables out of the garden, to think that those are looked at in a negative way is not only shocking, but it's unacceptable from anyone that knows anything about health.
It's absolutely stupid. Let's just call it for what it is. It's absolutely stupid.
Indeed.
And you know, this country became the most powerful country in the world by eating meat and potatoes and some green stuff along the way, too. It's important. My grandmother, I've told this story a number of times, my grandmother would boil broccoli on the range, gas stove, by the way, trying to kill herself, and then would drink the water off the broccoli that she boiled. She lived into her 90s, by the way, and very healthy. My grandfather, 98, that lived with her. And so they both lived very healthy and had sharp minds all the way to the end for the most part, because that's the way they conducted themselves. They ate fresh fruits and vegetables. And she told me back in the 1970s, did my grandmother, she couldn't eat white flour. I said, why not? She goes, it makes me bloat. It makes me not feel good. White flour, bleached flour from the store, she wouldn't use for anything. because it made her sick.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Think what we're doing to people.
It's terrible. You know, I look at the nation and I see them demonizing just things like beef and sort of pumping up things like soy to really destroy the male seed, if you will. And these globalists, they're not stupid, but they are laying their case out before us where we need to see it. We can't be ignorant anymore. We are seeing life expectancy, Steve, decline over the last 2 years for the first time in several decades. Not only is life expectancy declining, but we're seeing six span, a term I like to describe in life of where you're dependent upon medication, sort of increase exponentially. And it's not okay anymore. We need to stand by and stand up for our rights, not just with, you know, elections and choices and vaccines and all this stuff, but become self-governing again, like you mentioned your grandmother did. We know how to take care of ourselves. We got centuries and centuries of lessons on how to do that.
That's
We're not
absolutely
born
true.
With medication deficiencies. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't need pills. I need good food. It's prevention. It's healthy eating. It's a path to the future, a real future. That's a fact. You know, you look at the Japanese diet, fish and raw vegetables and so forth, and the life expectancy in Japan continues to extend out. Now, in America, there could be an argument for the decrease in life expectancy, which had increased 19%, by the way, from 1965 until just a couple of years ago. It increased 19% into America. The male expectancy, almost 80, and women, over 80 years old. But then we also lost a tremendous amount of young people to fentanyl and other drugs at a young age, so that impacts the life expectancy curve in this country. But the fact of the matter is, we had, until that point, lived longer, more productive, healthier lives than at any time in human history. So stop, I just say to government, stop screwing with what works. Let us do what works. Good nutrition, and that doesn't mean fast food, and that doesn't mean Lucky Charms, even though they're magically delicious. It means fresh fruits and vegetables and beef and everything else, correct?
That's it. And it's common sense, isn't it? But as you said, and you've done a great job over the years putting this out there, when we lose our ability to critically think with common sense, we lose our ability to even conduct life with common sense. And this is common sense stuff. And I think that people need to turn off the compass that the government's given you and turn on your own compass that your heart's given you. And when you do that, you're going to find truly how to live life again. And I think grandmother and grandfather had some lessons that we need to go back and reapply.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. Dr. Mark Sherwood, I greatly appreciate you being here. And listen, eat the ribeye, medium rare, of course, because the fat of the ribeye is what makes those synaptic relays in your brain fire. That's cholesterol is good for you. What raises serum cholesterol is sugar, not animal fat. Do your reading. Understand how things actually operate in your mind and in your body. Sir, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I appreciate you very much.
Really appreciate you being here. Your good health is my utmost concern every day. It's important for you to understand how this affects your body. Remember, they told you salt was bad for you for 50 years, and all of a sudden salt is a seasoning of no concern, says the government, years later. You know, they change themselves all the time, so go with what you know. Mother knew best. She did. Take a break and be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.